علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we reach this phrase in the first sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the main purposes of the coming of the messengers and prophets was to make mankind fulfill that covenant which they have ingrained in their essence, the covenant of God. Basically, to fulfill that covenant of God which is ingrained in their essence. And we were kind of discussing about this covenant, and we realized this covenant of God ingrained in the nature of mankind is actually the way mankind has been created. Mankind has been created in such a way that he has to perform certain actions to be able to fulfill its purpose. Those actions have to be done. There are certain things he has to do with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when those things are done, then the covenant is fulfilled. Why? Because this is how human beings have been created. This is their nature. And we talked about, therefore, the nature of mankind, the nature of the universe, and how these two also conform with one another.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we were looking at the verses of Surah Ar-Rahman, and we saw that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the creation of mankind and the laws of nature that govern the physical dimension of man or the natural dimension of man, the way mankind has been created, that creational state of man, we realize that there are certain laws that govern that creational state. And also the universe also has certain laws. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَّرُ يَسْجُدَانُ As we said, the stars, they submit to God. The trees submit to God. The sun and the moon, they all submit to God. All of them are in a state of submitting to certain rules and regulations. Mankind also has got certain natural laws. Its physical dimensions has certain laws. He needs to eat food. Mankind needs to, for example, needs a good environment to be trained, okay, has an intellectual dimension, needs to go to school, and all of these things. These are the natural issues of how mankind is. You need to interact with mankind in a certain way to get a certain result. These are the laws that are related to the natural state of mankind. And these also include the historical, laws. What do I mean by that? That means mankind in history, when it performs certain actions, certain good actions, then we see that there is progress in material and spiritual progress, there is social progress. But when mankind doesn't do certain actions, there is regression. There is, for example, lack of development. There is destruction. So these laws exist. These are the natural laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about here in the Quran. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ and all of these other verses. الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted the skies, made them high. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. He lifted the skies, وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ, and he placed the scale. He placed a balance. Now, what is this balance? This balance, in the first glance, when you look at this verse, you will feel it's the natural balance that exists in the universe. That means those laws that exist. Balance here means those laws that create that state of balance in the universe. If those laws would not exist, then the balance would not be there. The universe would dissipate, would get destroyed, would get disintegrated. So in the first glance, you feel that is the meaning of Mizan. But then you'll realize there are some deeper insights into that.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when we talk about this mizan that is there in this verse of the Quran, وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ, we at first glance, as I said, we feel it means the balance that exists in the natural state of the universe, the balance within the electrons, the balance within the atoms of the universe, the molecules, and all those laws that exist inside the universe. But then we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after that, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَّعَ الْمِيزَانَ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ, so that you people do not transgress against the mizan. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. That means there is a mizan that exists in the universe, but you as human beings are not supposed to transgress that mizan. What does that mean? After all, the natural laws cannot be transgressed. Like whatever you do in the universe will be based on a certain law. You can't say, I want to break the first law of motion. You can't break the first law of motion. You can't say, I will destroy the speed of light. Like I'll make it go slower. Like you can't do that. The speed of light is the speed of light. You can't say that, for example, if I use a convex lens, the light will not bend. I'll do something that the light shouldn't bend. No. You cannot transgress the laws of nature. That means there are certain laws that are transgressible. And this is what leads you to the Sharia. That the mizan not only does it include the natural laws that exist in the universe, but it also includes the Sharia. Now that Sharia is not something oblivious or something completely different. And you can say something completely incongruous or unconformable to the universal laws. No, it is there. It is in complete conformity. And that is why when Allah talks about al-mizan, He brings it as a result of the mizan as a result of the natural state that exists in the universe in terms of the way it is created. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
سيد فاز من ولا هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه